القرآن تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله.
Let us now go to the Qur'an al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Anasin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna lillahi ahlina minan nasi, qalu man hum ya Rasulullah, qala ahlul Qur'ani, hum ahlullahi wa khasatuhu, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for Allah, from amongst the people, there are some who are those of his household. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'een, may Allah be pleased with them. They asked, who are these people? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, men of the Qur'an. They are of the household of Allah and are His favored ones. So in light of this hadith sharif, let us go to the Qur'an al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 253, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd, minhum man kallama Allah wa rafa'a ba'dahum darajat. وآتينا عيسى بن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this particular verse 253 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Firstly, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the completion of our second juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And as we have commenced Surah Al-Baqarah just after Surah Fatiha, thus far, complete two juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem as Surah Al-Baqarah. And it continues in this particular juz 3, which is Tilka ar-Rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Tilka ar-Rusulu, which is a third juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem. So Surah Al-Baqarah has continued from Alif Lam into Sayyakul, and now alhamdulillah it continues into Tilka ar-Rusul, which is the third juz of the Quran al-Kareem. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Tilka ar-Rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd, minhum man kallama Allah wa rafa'a ba'dahum darajat, وآتينا عيسى بن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. These are the messengers, some of whom we have given excellence over others. There are some unto whom Allah had spoken, while others He had exalted in status. We gave Isa, the son of Maryam, clear proofs and supported him with the Ruhul Qudus. If Allah had so willed, then those who came after them would not have fought with one another after the clear proofs had come unto them. However, they differed, some of them believing and some disbelieving. And if Allah had willed it, they would not have fought. But Allah does what He wills. Now, ya jama'at al-Muslimin, in this particular verse of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the different ranks among the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, ya the word these, that is tilka, that is these, it refers to the messengers of whom mention was made in the foregoing discussions of the first chapter that we were discussing. And some Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam possessed qualities which others did not have. While according to other commentators, some of them were blessed with their own sharia and others merely followed that of the predecessors. So here the author of Ruhulmani, he writes that the first explanation, and that is the distinction was by virtue of the various qualities, is supported by the phrase where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are some unto whom Allah had spoken. And here reference is made to direct speech. What out there in between of an angel, an agency of an angel, or an angel to speak in between. And he writes further that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam was among this privileged group, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to him directly. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular verse that مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَأَ بَعْدَهُمْ دَرَجَاتِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدَنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. Jama'at al-Muslimin, others he had exalted in status. And therefore, the author of Ruhul Mani again writes that others here are referred to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom Allah had blessed with such great qualities of knowledge and practice that are really unimaginable. He was a mercy unto mankind and one who possessed extremely noble morals and character. And that is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The qualities or the character that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, subhanallah. And therefore, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was sent as a mercy to mankind. Jama'at al-Muslimin, he received the Qur'an, which is the perfect miracle and will be preserved till eternity. It will be there forever. There is no other sharia to come. There is no other Nabi to come. There is no other Qur'an to come. It is this very same Qur'an and the very same sharia that we are on. Alhamdulillah, we need to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for blessing us this beautiful, beautiful deenul Islam. His great status is substantiated by numerous other miracles as well. He will be accorded the highest position in the year after, and that will be called the Maqamul Mahmood. Together with the privilege of interceding on behalf of the entire mankind for the commencement of the reckoning, Jama'at al-Muslimin, all these and much more are his attributes which man is incapable of explaining. Really, we cannot explain. This will be that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make shifarish. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede on so many ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Numerous books have been written, given a detailed description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his miracles. A most renowned one is that of Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah, which is titled Al-Khasayul Kubra, and the masterpiece of Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah, which is called the Laylun Nubuwa, which runs into 7 volumes and thousands of pages, subhanallah. Just this is on the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jama'at al-Muslimin, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, Allah says, we gave Isa, the son of Maryam, clear proofs and supported him with the Ruhul Qudus, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And the explanation of this has passed Jamaat al-Muslimin, as we have discussed it in verse 87 in the very same surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدَنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. In the very same verse of verse 87, today we're discussing it in verse 253, where Allah says, we give clear signs to Isa, the son of Maryam, and that of Ruhul Qudus. If Allah had so willed, then those who came after them would not have fought with one another after the clear proofs had come unto them. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقَتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَلَكِنِ اخْتَلَفُوا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرُ. So very clearly Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that if Allah had so willed, then those who came after them would not have fought with one another after the clear proofs had come unto them. Jamaat al-Muslimin, despite having the clear signs and proofs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam before them, the nations began to differ amongst themselves and waged war against each other. Some followed the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, while others rejected them. And this all transpired by the will of Allah, and none may question Him with regards to His divine plan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this verse and every other single verse that we discuss every single morning. And alhamdulillah, as I mentioned earlier, with the fadl and karam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have now commenced with the third juz of the Quran al-Kareem. May Allah give us a tawfiq of completing this juz to inshaAllah. And that will be with the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa ma alayna illa al-bala.